We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Back to the broadcast booth alongside Matt Stevens. Here's the voice of the Bruins, Chris Roberts.
Alamo Bowl, San Antonio, Texas, Kansas State, and UCLA battle head-to-head on this January 2nd bowl game. Happy New Year, everybody. Right-footed kicker for Kansas State steps up with the ball and booms one. High end over end. Grabbed at the 1 yard line by Adams across the 5, 10, 15, up to the 20. Gang tackle near the 21 yard line. And that's where the Bruins are going to start. 21 yard line, first and 10, UCLA. So just the beginning of the contest. And the Bruins ready to play offense. Trent tanking it on the hit.
And it's really important that UCLA get off to a good start. Pace and rhythm is what Brett Hundley is all about. If he gets into a good pace and rhythm in this football game offensively, it's going to be a big day for the Bruins.
23-yard line officially. Bruin, first and 10. Snap, Hundley, play action, drops back. Under pressure, throws one. It's caught on the outside, and a grab by Duarte Thomas at the 40-yard line, up to the 42. That's going to be a gain of 18 yards, and he's tackled by Dante Barnett.
Excellent block by Connor McDermott, turning his guy outside. Brett Hundley had to step up in the pocket, fight off a rush, and threw a strike to Duarte.
In the gun, snap, Hundley fakes the handoff, throws the swing pass outside. That's going to be complete. Lucian down the far sideline. Did he step out of bounds? Yes. But it's deep in Kansas State territory at the 24, pushed out by Randall Evans. That's a nice little gain of 35.
And that's not a pass. It's actually a lateral zone rekeep. Brett Hundley then threw it backwards to Lucian along the sidelines like an option play. And Lucian tiptoeing along the sideline, stayed in bounds. Brett Hundley has come out on the first couple of plays on fire, ready to play, and that's a good sign for UCLA.
First and 10, Bruins. 24-yard line.
The review.
Now they're going to review it.
The field was a complete catch.
And see where maybe he stepped out of bounds earlier.
And what they're talking about, the referees, did Brett Hundley throw a forward pass past the line of scrimmage? He kept the ball on the zone read,
yes.
Got past that line of scrimmage, but he threw it backwards.
Yeah, like a lateral.
And that is a lateral.
So we're going to take a look at it ourselves. Was he across the line of scrimmage? I don't know.
And it doesn't matter if he's across the line
of
scrimmage.
If it's a lateral.
If it's a lateral. Right. So that's what they're going to look at. But we have seen that play a lot, especially by Marcus Mariota of the Oregon Ducks the other night against Florida State in the Rose Bowl.
Oh, they love that play, the Ducks. The Bruins hope this one stands up.
And it's a real conflict on the corner, because the corner all of a sudden sees the zone read, wants to step up and take away the quarterback running the ball, and then all of a sudden he leaves the wide receiver outside unguarded. Hunley just flicks it to him, and then all of a sudden Devin Lucien's off to the races.
And Lucien grabbed that ball and just sprinted down the far sideline. And not that he stepped out
After
of bounds.
Review, the ruling on the field stands. First down.
First and 10 Bruins, 24-yard line. A lot of Kansas State fans here at the Alamo Bowl. They don't like it. Bruins love it. And Paul Perkins in the backfield with Hunley.
And Brett Hunley could have picked up some positive yards keeping the ball as well.
Hunley in the gun. Perkins next to him as a halfback on the right. First and 10. Takes the handoff Lucien straight up the middle running. He'll dive the quarterback Hunley to the 20-yard line. He's finally brought down by Valentino Coleman. 4-yard gain. Second down and 6, UCLA.
It was a fake to outside zone to Devin Fuller on that comet motion, and then all of a sudden, Brett Hunley burst through the A-gap for 4 yards.
Hayden flanks out wide on the right. One of his favorite receivers. Snap in the gun, Hunley. Hand off Perkins, going nowhere. Got to the line of scrimmage, and then maybe a yard inside the 20. Coleman and Mueller in on the hit. We'll give them a yard gain. It's going to be third down, 5, 19-yard line. They're in Kansas State territory, UCLA.
And you have to account for Ryan Mueller. He can come down the line hard. That's why he's first team all Big 12.
Duarte, Fuller, Payton flank out wide right. Hunley steps up to the line. Perkins in the backfield, halfback left. They got Lucien as a wide out left, the lone man on that side. Snap to Hunley. He wants to pass. Under pressure. Throws it complete. 10-yard line. Lucien on a comeback to the outside left. Grabs it. Goes down. Hit by Morgan Burns. A 9-yard gain. And the Bruins have a first and 10.
Hunley recognizing man-to-man coverage. Elects the weak side of the field. Lucien runs a nice curl route. Brett Hunley gets it low. So only Lucien can scoop it off the turf.
Call it first and goal. Snap. Hunley. He's going to run it to the left side. Dives into the end zone. Touchdown, UCLA. 6-0 Bruins. Their first drive. They score. It's going to be officially an 11-yard run.
And that's all Brett Hunley. He was looking at the right side, the wide side of the field, and had a guy flash in front of his face. A D lineman saw a hole to the left side, squirted through. And when he got to about the 3-yard line, he took off like a Southwest jet and landed in the end zone.
Boy, he went up and over, running that far side, turned the corner. Here's the extra punt attempt. Good snap by Longo. Good hold by Neuheisel. Fairburn, the kick is good. 7-0 UCLA. We thought the nose of the football was on the 10-yard line. Called it first and goal. It'll be a 10-yard touchdown run. And Brett Hunley makes it 7-0 UCLA. 12:47 left in the first quarter of play. Good start for the Bruins, 7-0. First and 10 Bruins, 41-yard line. Hunley in the gun. Perkins next to him. He'll give the handoff to Perkins. He'll run left across the line of scrimmage. Upended near the 44-yard line. 3-yard gain. It'll be second down and 7. As he got tripped up going to the left side by, looked like Jonathan Truman.
Yeah, Jonathan Truman came to make a play, but you see Kansas State, they were blitzing. The guy off the slot receiver came in and also disrupted the play.
Hunley in the gun, gets the snap. Another handoff. Perkins right up the middle. This time it's jammed up. Maybe a 2-yard gain in the middle across the 45-yard line to the 46. It'll be third down. Will Geary in on the hit.
And that's a nice stout defense up the middle by Kansas State, not allowing any running room. Markell Bryant also in on the play, pushing Perkins back.
Jordan Payton flanks out wide right, the favorite receiver of the quarterback. Here's another handoff. Perkins runs it across the 50, 45, 40. Down the near sideline, 35, 30. Goes out of bounds, right? 27-yard line. Oh, what great speed and a second effort by Paul Perkins. Elijah Lee and Denzel McDaniel push out the running back, 29 yards.
Excellent call by Noel Mazzoni.
Second and 10. 14-yard line snap. Handoff, Starks. Came into the ball game, runs the ball left, takes it inside the 10 to the 9-yard line. Randall Evans in on the hit. It's a nice 5-yard run by the running back, Nate Starks for UCLA.
True freshman. He's a disciplined runner. He hits the hole hard, has some burst, and he's going to have a nice little pop on a defender to close out that run.
Fuller, DeWardy, along with Payton, flank out wide right. Devin Lucien on the left. Nate Stark stays in as a running back. Third down, 6, 9-yard line. Now looks like the play is being changed by Hundley, the quarterback in the gun. Waits for the snap. He's got it. Looks right, throws it, incomplete. Down at the 1-yard line intended for Devin Fuller. Back defending. That's going to be Randall Evans, incomplete.
Kansas State, they come up to the line of scrimmage. They're showing all-out blitz. Hundley, he audibilizes the play, and it's a double slant to the right side of the field. And if that ball's not tipped, that's going to be a touchdown to Devin Fuller. Good play by that Kansas State D-line. Getting a hand on it, deflected it at the line of scrimmage.
That'll make it tough for you to try to catch it. Ball spotted. 17-yard line, 27-yard field goal attempt. Tyme Fairburn. Good snap from Longo. Good hold by Neuheisel. The kick perfect. Add 3 for UCLA. Tyme Fairburn with a 27-yard field goal. 10-0 Bruins. 8:03 remaining here in this first quarter of play.
At LADWP, our dedicated employees are working around the clock to make sure you have water and power while staying safer at home. We assure you that your tap water is safe to drink. Paying your bill online is easy. Just visit LADWP.com. If you're having trouble paying your bill, we can help. We offer payment plans, and you may be eligible for other income-based assistance programs. During the COVID-19 local emergency, we won't shut off your power or water, and we don't charge late fees. Visit us online at LADWP.com to learn more about how we can help.
Hey Bruins fans, have you run into the helpful SoCal Honda dealers yet? They're the guys and girls in the blue shirts doing random acts of helpfulness. This season, they're doing all kinds of helpful deeds at sports events around SoCal, like giving away free tickets, surprising fans with merch from their favorite teams, and giving Honda drivers free parking. They're also hooking up lucky fans with on-field experiences and offering free parking lot shuttles to those who need assistance. So keep your eyes open for the helpful Honda people at games around SoCal, and you might be surprised with a random act of helpfulness. And if you're looking for a great deal on an award-winning Honda, stop by your local helpful Honda dealer today or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. To keep up with all their random acts of helpfulness, follow them on Facebook and Instagram at SoCal Honda Dealers or on Twitter at Helpful Honda.
We all know the price of gas is something we just gotta live with. Well, sort of. Because now, Ralphs and Shell have teamed up, so you can earn up to $1 off per gallon of fuel. Here's how it works. Every time you shop at Ralphs, you'll earn fuel points. And you can redeem those fuel points to earn up to $1 off per gallon at participating Shell stations and Ralphs fuel centers. Restrictions apply. Visit Ralphs.com/fuel for details and earn up to $1 off per gallon. Gotta love those Ralphs fuel points.
Clock stopped with 5:52 left in the first quarter. 39-yard line officially is where they're going to spot the line of scrimmage. But there's a flag, 50-yard line, after a 45-yard punt by Nick Walsh.
Holding. Return team, number 15. 10-yard penalty from the end of the kick. First down.
And UCLA, they would have had the ball on their own 39-yard line. Now they will assess this penalty. And we saw Devin Fuller in there with that fair catch. UCLA, they're going to start on their own 29-yard line.
So Devin Fuller will flank out with Devin Lucien. Mossy Johnson on the left. Jordan Payton comes to the right. Quarterback Hundley in the gun. Calling signals. Brett gets the ball. Looks right, throws it complete. Payton, 35, comes up to the 40. Spins off one man,
gets across the 40 to the 41, out of bounds on the right. Spun off McDaniel and then hit by Nate Jackson.
Kansas State committed to stopping the run, playing man-to-man on the secondary and man-to-man on the weak side. Brett Hundley, an easy pitch and catch to Jordan Payton on a hitch route.
Yeah, good for 12 yards. Snap, Hundley, handoff. Perkins straight up the middle, takes it across the 45. Upended near the 49-yard line. Looked like Jonathan Truman got him. 6 to 7 yard gain. Bruins are going to have it. Second down and maybe about 3.5. Hundley snap. Quick hitch to the outside, picking it up off the turf. Oh, that was close to being incomplete. Mossy Johnson gets hit up near the first down marker at the 48 in Kansas State territory. Tackled by Dante Barnett. 3 yard gain. They're going to say
it has to be a first down.
It looks like it.
Yeah, I mean, the ball is over the first down marker, and now they're going to move it. You could see a nice surge by this offensive line of UCLA on that front seven of Kansas State.
Fake handoff. Hundley runs, throws the lateral, complete. Fuller, 40, 35, 30. Down the near sideline, out of bounds at the 23. Penalty flags fly. Hold everything.
Zone read once again. The Marcus Mariota play out of Oregon. Hundley keeps the ball, laterals the ball as he gets past the line of scrimmage.
29-yard gain. Will it hold up?
Offense, the 14. 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. First down.
And that's too bad. Mossy Johnson going to get caught with a block in the back. But Brett Hundley, he loves that play. He sees the defender coming off the wide receiver to tackle him after he fakes the zone read. He's going to run outside. And when that defender leaves that wide receiver, he flicks it like a lateral. And there's nothing but open real estate for the wide receiver.
Goodbye, 29-yard gain. With the penalty, ball pushed back to the 45 of the Bruins. First and 17. Paul Perkins in motion to the left. Snap, Hundley. Quick little hitch. That's to Fuller. 50, 45. Dropped in Kansas State territory at the 42-yard line. There's some of that penalty yardage back. Good little play on the quick little look in on the right side to Fuller.
Another great call by UCLA catching Kansas State in a blitz. A quick screen to wide receiver Devin Fuller.
Yeah, dozen yards. Play action. Quick angle in. That's complete. Bruins get a first down. Mossy Johnson grabs it. 35-yard line for an 8-yard gain. He got tackled by Barnett. First and 10 Bruins.
Loose coverage on the slot receiver Mossy Johnson. Zone read fake. Brett Hundley readjusts his feet. A quick hitter right over the middle. Nice catch by Johnson and also hanging on the ball after a physical tackle.
Jordan James, and there's a running back with Nate Starks. They flank the quarterback in the gun snap. Hundley, quick little pass out in the flat. James gets hit. Penalty flags fly. He's dropped at the 35-yard line by Dante Burnett. So no gain.
And that looks like it's going to be a block in the back by Alex Redmond. Blitz comes. Hundley sees it. Flicks it out to James. Good one-on-one effort on the outside to bring James down. And they're going to call a penalty, yes, on UCLA. Back them up. Even though there was no gain, so they're going to look at Bill Snyder. And you got to think he's going to take the penalty.
Legal block in the back. Offense, number 51. 10-yard penalty, first down.
Alex Redmond, Connor McDermott. That tandem on the left side has been producing big yards, especially in the running game for Paul Perkins. McDermott, this kid's going straight to the NFL.
10-0.
Freshman.
Excuse me, Matt. 10-0. UCLA leads Kansas State. 3:39 left in the first quarter. Bruins get pushed back. First down. 45-yard line, Kansas State, but 20 to go. In the gun, Hundley grabs the ball. Handoff, Nate Starks running left. Picks up a couple. Across the line of scrimmage to the 43-yard line. 2-yard gain. It'll be second down and 18. Looked like Jonathan Truman with the tackle.
This Kansas State defense, they've only given up 2 TDs all season on opening drive. Well, they gave one up to UCLA on the opening drive, and they seem to be on their heels. Noah Mazzoni has quite a game plan for Kansas State, keeping them off balance.
So the Bruins with a second down and 18 from the 43 of Kansas State, leading 10-0. Hundley gets the ball, wants to pass, throws it. That's caught near the 30-yard line. Devin Lucien got hit immediately, dropped at the 30. Morgan Burns was all over him. But the Bruins gain in yardage. That's 10 And UCLA will have it third down and five.
One-on-one coverage. Burns all over Devin Lucien, but the ball is shaded to the right side where Lucien can come back and haul it in. Brett Hundley, very accurate.
Actually, a 13-yard gain for the Bruins. Third down and five from the 30 of Kansas State. 2:24, the clock is running left in this first quarter. 10-0 UCLA. Hundley wants the ball. He's got it. Handoff. Insider. Looked like Perkins running right. Takes it back to the line of scrimmage and then maybe to the 28-yard line. Gained a couple. It looked like Will Davis wrapped him up. 2-yard gain. Bruins still with work to do. Fourth down and about three.
Yeah, Brett Hundley was walking to the sidelines thinking they're going to bring in the field goal unit. And the entire offensive coaching staff said, hey, hold it, buddy. We're going for it.
So they're going to go for it on fourth down. Fourth and three from the 28 of Kansas State. Hundley up to the line. Perkins is the running back. Jordan Payton is the wide receiver. Near side right. They're going to put Thomas Duarte. He's the man on the left. Fake handoff. Hundley's got it. Sprint. He's gone. He's going for a touchdown. You turn the left corner. Goodbye, QB. Touchdown, UCLA. A 28-yard run. What a way to go for it on fourth down. 16-0, UCLA.
Wow. Brett Hundley on the zone read keep. He turned the corner, and he was moving. I'll tell you what, he looked like a wide receiver on a streak route. He was running away from Kansas State defenders. What a play by Brett Hundley.
Fairburn in to attempt the extra point. Long go, this long snapper. Good snap. Good hold by Neuheisel. Kick is good by Fairburn. And the Bruins lead 17-0 in front of Kansas State here at the Alamo Bowl. 1:25 left in this first quarter of play.
What was the original crowdfunding project? It's not the people who raised money for the zombie movie. Or the indoor beehive. Crowdfunding started with credit unions like Westcom. We're a member-owned financial co-op. Our members are putting their money together to offer each other low credit card and loan rates and high yields on savings accounts. Fund your future at Westcom.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom.org. Federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
At LADWP, our dedicated employees are working around the clock to make sure you have water and power while staying safer at home. We assure you that your tap water is safe to drink. Paying your bill online is easy. Just visit LADWP.com. If you're having trouble paying your bill, we can help. We offer payment plans and you may be eligible for other income-based assistance programs. During the COVID-19 local emergency, we won't shut off your power or water and we don't charge late fees. Visit us online at LADWP.com to learn more about how we can help.
Keys, 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 keys on that
keys is keys, 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 all across the land. Keys, keys, keys.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
We all know the price of gas is something we just gotta live with. Well, sort of. Because now, Ralphs and Shell have teamed up so you can earn up to a dollar off per gallon of fuel. Here's how it works. Every time you shop at Ralphs, you'll earn fuel points. And you can redeem those fuel points to earn up to a dollar off per gallon at participating Shell stations and Ralphs fuel centers. Restrictions apply. Visit Ralphs.com/fuel for details and earn up to a dollar off per gallon. Gotta love those Ralphs fuel points.
17-6 UCLA in front of K-State. Alamo Bowl, San Antonio, Texas. Happy New Year, everybody. Chris Robertson, Matt Stevens with Wayne Cook. First and 10, K-State 42-yard line of the Cats. In the gun, Jake Waters, senior quarterback out of Iowa. Went to Iowa Western City College. Good JC transfer, gets the snap. Play action, rolls left, sets, throws it. Incomplete. Pass intended for Curry Sexton near the 45-yard line in Bruin territory. Wadu and Jefferson back defending for UCLA. Hollins with pressure on the QB.
And what does UCLA do against an All-American wide receiver like Tyler Lockett? They go one-on-one coverage to the outside with Ishmael Adams, who has him stride for stride. Sexton trying to come all the way across the field. That ball thrown errantly by Jake Waters.
That almost looked like it could have potentially been Pick City for the Bruins. Second and 10. 42 of the Cats. Shoveling that backfield around. They've got the big man, Glenn Gronkowski. Now is a halfback on the right snap in the gun. Waters sets, throws, complete. 36-yard line. That went to Curry Sexton, tackled by Jaleel Wadu. But a big gainer for K-State of 23 yards, first and 10.
And Jake Waters has time to throw the ball. And Sexton knows that Miles Jack is in zone coverage. He runs around him on a skinny post or like a seam route, and that ball right on the money. Would do with the hit, but Sexton hangs on.
First and 10, Bruin 35-yard line. Now up under center. Jake Waters has been there before, gets this snap. Play action, rolls to the right. On the run, throws this one over the head, incomplete. Tyler Lockett, 20-yard line. Adams and Moreau back defending. That ball was thrown a little bit wild by Waters. He's saying, hey, my receiver was held. No penalty flag.
And there's a lot of defensive linemen of UCLA saying they are held. Kansas State, they're keeping the tight end in. Only a three-receiver route, flood route to the wide side of the field. No one open for Waters.
Cody Cook, Curry Sexton, Tyler Lockett, flank out wide left in the gun. Waters, the QB. Got his two favorite receivers on that left side. DeMarcus Robinson now running back in the backfield. Here's the snap to the quarterback. He'll set, fire it, intercepted. Miles Jack, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Still on his feet at the 45, Kansas State territory. Gang tackled, 44-yard line. What a return. Interception, good of 45 yards. Tackled by Andre Davis and Cody Whitehair on Kansas State. Turnover Bruins.
Going back to the well, Cody Cook, he was running the seam route. They were going to try and get it in on Miles Jack again. And you see Miles Jack, the speed to turn, get his head around, get underneath that route, picks it off. And I'll tell you what, he was off to the races after he caught that interception. Looks like he was trying to lateral the ball to keep that play alive. UCLA on the Kansas State 44.
Here's Hundley in the gun. Perkins, halfback. On the left, first and 10 Bruins, 44-yard line of K-State. Play action, pass thrown to the outside. It looked like there might have been some contact before Peyton ever had a chance to catch the ball out on the left side. And the hit was made by Randall Evans, but no flags.
And what Brett Hundley has to do is fake it like he's thrown to the outside, and he will have a running lane for about 20 yards. That Kansas State defense has seen that play too much here in the first half.
Second down, 10, 44, K-State. Bruins put Perkins in motion, snap to Hundley. He's going to run it this time. 40, 35, goes out of bounds in front of the first down marker at the 32-yard line of K-State. It looks like Denzel McDaniel and Nate Jackson in on the hit. Nice 12-yard run by the Bruin quarterback.
Not enough guys, defenders on the weak side of the field to stop a quarterback draw of Brett Hundley. You have to be aware of that if you're playing with such a versatile quarterback like Hundley.
First and 10 at the 32. Here's a hand up. Perkins running left. 30, 25, 20. Down the near sideline. One man to beat. Dives to the end zone. Touchdown, UCLA. What a second effort by Paul Perkins to get into the end zone. He got by Dante Barnett and a 32-yard run. Absolutely miraculous.
Paul Perkins finds some blockers on the left side. He gets through the hole. He dips like he's going to cut up inside, then goes outside, and he's able with the jets to turn the corner, get along the sidelines, and jump into the end zone. UCLA capitalizing on that Miles Jack interception.
Paul Perkins with the big 32-yard run into attempt the extra point. Ty Fairburn, they'll kick it through the uprights, and Kaimi makes it UCLA 24, Kansas State 6, 7:29 left before halftime.
Hey, Bruins fans, have you run into the helpful SoCal Honda dealers yet? They're the guys and girls in the blue shirts doing Random Acts of Helpfulness. This season, they're doing all kinds of helpful deeds at sports events around SoCal, like giving away free tickets, surprising fans with merch from their favorite teams, and giving Honda drivers free parking. They're also hooking up lucky fans with on-field experiences and offering free parking lot shuttles to those who need assistance. So keep your eyes open for the helpful Honda people at games around SoCal, and you might be surprised with a random act of helpfulness. And if you're looking for a great deal on an award-winning Honda, stop by your local helpful Honda dealer today or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. To keep up with all their random acts of helpfulness, follow them on Facebook and Instagram at SoCal Honda Dealers or on Twitter at Helpful Honda.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hey Bruins fans, when was the last time you took a scenic trip along the coast? Let the Amtrak Pacific Surfliner take you to top destinations in Southern California. Travel by train to San Diego, Anaheim, LA, Santa Barbara, and more. Skip the hassle of driving and enjoy onboard amenities and a comfortable ride with scenic views. A great escape awaits when you travel by train. Check out trip options and special offers at PacificSurfliner.com.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Second down and three for K-State from their own 34.
And no urgency by this Kansas State offense. 2:40 left in this, right before the half. Gronkowski needs to get out of bounds and stop the clock.
24-6. UCLA leads K-State. Clock is running. You said Waters has taken his time. I guess that is the offensive strategy of K-State. That's where Jim Morris said they're completely different than the Bruins. Fake pass left, roll right. Waters is running it. Takes it across the 35 and then got belted at the 37-yard line. Eric Kendricks made the hit along with Miles Jack. Very close to a first down.
And that's why you wear a mouthpiece. Eric Kendricks came up on Waters, almost decapitated him. I mean, it was a legal hit.
Time out for measurement.
It wasn't dirty, but Waters was going down.
They're going to bring out the chain gang.
And that was a design run by Kansas State.
Fake the pass to the left and run for Waters. I think this is going to be a first down by about the nose of a football. And they're bringing the chain gang all the way from far side of the field to the near side. K-State by the nose of a football should have a first down.
Well, I'm going to bet on you because you've been right, I'd say, 100% of the time.
Well,
and guess what? The nose of a football is a first down.
Thank you, Dr. Stephen Grant.
Tell you what, I've been broadcasting with you for 18 years, and you've never missed one of those. You know, I got to tell you.
I think I've missed a few.
My wife's not worried about me leaving her for another woman. She's worried about me leaving her for you.
Yeah, well,
we've been together so long.
What did you call me on a little message you sent me? I'm your fourth wife. Of course, we're giving away how many times you've been married, but, you know, I'll take it. You bet we're pals. First and 10, 37-yard line.
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
Who's counting?
Like Grandpa said, keep doing it till you get it right. First and 10, 37-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. 24-6, Bruins. K-State's Waters has got it. Lost the ball, far sideline. Grab caught, 40-yard line. It's going to be a catch. Priest Willis trying to make the play and pushes the receiver out of bounds on the far side. But Tyler Lockett, what else is new? He is Mr. Do Everything, catching the football for a 24-yard gain. And K-State with a first and 10.
What a throw by Waters. A perfectly thrown ball to the outside shoulder. The only thing Priest Willis didn't do, get his head around and make a play. He was right there.
Jake Waters waiting for the snap from center. First and 10 at the Bruin 39-yard line. After the big gainer to Lockett gets the ball. Waters gets hit. This time he's going down. Deion Hollins makes the sack for UCLA. The sack leader on the Bruins gets another one. A 7-yard loss and a timeout on the field by K-State to stop the clock at 1:25 left And now it goes back to 128. They make a correction. 24-6, the Bruins lead Kansas State here at the Alamo Bowl. Second down, 17, 46-yard line. K-State ball. Jake Waters, the QB. Pretty demonstrative. It gets the snap. Looks left, gets hit. He's going down. Marcus Rios caused it and came in there and disrupted it. How about a little DB blaze?
That caught Jake Waters by surprise. Rios coming off that slot receivers. Jake Waters just didn't see him. And now UCLA, minute 21 left before the half. They have a couple of timeouts. They can put more points on the board as they lead 24-6 over Kansas State.
Waters just couldn't hang on. It was a sack for a while, but it turned into a fumble. And Vandernoes picked it up. Bruin football, first and 10, 49-yard line of UCLA. 1:21 left. And what a turn of events.
Yeah, Waters was locked on Lockett, running a middle route.
Quarterback, Hundley. He'll get the ball in the gun. He'll look right now. He's going to run it. He's at the 50, 45, dropped at the 44-yard line. Nice run by the QB of UCLA as he just took it up the middle. Finally tackled by Ryan Mueller. 7-yard gain, second and 3, 1:05 left in the half.
UCLA, they're hurrying up. Brett Hundley getting the team lined up. Still a couple of timeouts for UCLA.
They lead it 24-6. It could really put a dagger in the heart of K-State with a score here. Here's the snap to Hundley. Wants to pass. Throws it left. Incomplete. Pass intended for Jordan Payton. That was smelled out perfectly by Morgan Burns. And incomplete.
And that's on Jordan Payton. You got to come back for the ball when you're running a curl route. You can't stop. That enabled Morgan Burns to come and make a play. Got to help your quarterback out.
46 seconds left in the half. 24-6, UCLA. Third down. Just about 3 from the 44-yard line in K-State territory. They're going to run the pistol. Paul Perkins right behind the quarterback. Now he's going to shift him down to a halfback on the left. Hundley, the QB, gets the ball. Wants to go airborne. Throws it. Payton, angle incomplete. 35-30, breaks a tackle. 25-20, 15-10, dropped to the 7-yard line. Running to the left side. Great second effort by Jordan Payton. Tackled by DeCorey Johnson on Kansas State. A 36-yard hookup. 35 seconds left in the half. Clock starts to run. First and goal, Bruins, 7-yard line. They put Fuller in motion from left to right. Snap to the shotgun quarterback, Hundley. He'll throw it back in the end zone. Wide open. Touchdown, UCLA. Oh, that was right open. Devin Lucien's second TD score of the year on a quick little post pattern right over the middle coming from the right.
Kansas State, they weren't setting their defense. Brett Hundley gets that ball. Devin Lucien just goes to the back of the end zone by the goalpost. No one around him. Easy touchdown like the one he had against USC at the Rose Bowl. UCLA extending their lead.
With 19 seconds left in the half, an 8-yard score. Pass by Hundley. Here's the extra point attempt by Fairburn. Penalty flags fly. The kick is up, but hold everything. Penalty flags thrown right before the snap.
And that looked like Kansas State. And that's really tough to swallow, a guy plowing over a UCLA lineman when he's still in a stance. We're going to see what the call is. UCLA, though, Brett Hundley taking advantage of a fumble by Jake Waters, putting 6 points on
defense
the board.
In the neutral zone. Penalties declined. Replay the try.
Well, they'll kick it or try the extra point attempt again. 8-yard touchdown pass. Hundley to Devin Lucien. They've got it 30-6 right now on the board, just waiting for the extra point to make it 31. There's the snap. There's the hold. There's the kick. Good job by Longo, Neuheisel, and Fairburn kicks it through. UCLA 31, Kansas State 6 with 19 seconds left in the half.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
At LADWP, our dedicated employees are working around the clock to make sure you have water and power while staying safer at home. We assure you that your tap water is safe to drink. Paying your bill online is easy. Just visit LADWP.com. If you're having trouble paying your bill, we can help. We offer payment plans, and you may be eligible for other income-based assistance programs. During the COVID-19 local emergency, we won't shut off your power or water, and we don't charge late fees. Visit us online at LADWP.com to learn more about how we can help.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil changed, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
Bruin fans, this basketball season, remember to keep it interesante, just like Dos Equis, the beer that correctly predicted the Bruins' 11 championship titles, the preferred beer of Bruins everywhere when they're finished playing pickup basketball, and the beer that never hibernates. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York, copyright 2019 Dos Equis Beer Brands.
11-13 remaining in the contest, 34-21. The Bruins have the advantage over Kansas State. It's been a good ball game. Bruins really kind of dominated the first quarter and then into the second. And then K-State, boy, they came out of the locker room and firing on all cylinders, have not given an inch. And this has turned into a fine bowl game on January the 2nd in 2015 between these two teams vying for their 10th win of the year. The old MVP double-digit victories that you try to achieve every year as a football coach and a team. And each coming into the contest with a 9-3 mark. Jefferson Robinson. He's in that back. DeMarcus Robinson in the backfield. Halfback right. Jake Waters, the QB on K-State, gets the ball. Stops, throws it. Out pattern complete. 15-yard line. Lockett. This little toe dance up the near sideline right, out of bounds at the 18. And it was Fabian Moreau guarding him, pushed him out. Ball at the 9-yard line in the gun. Jake Waters, the QB on K-State. Right next to him, that's Charles Jones. Shovel pass complete. Good catch it at the 5. Dive down towards the 1. Gang tackled and pushed back. Miles Jack is one of them. Now a penalty flag flies. There's a second one. He was kind of whipped to the ground by Miles Jack. It would be a first down anyway near the 1-yard line.
5:07 remaining in this football game.
Play. Unsportsmanlike conduct. Defense. Number 30. After distance to the goal. Automatic. First down.
Well, the ball was on the 1, so it's on the half-yard line. So the penalty is not that significant. But for Jim Moore, it is. He doesn't like his team to lose its cool.
9-yard gain, then the half yard on the penalty. Flanking out on the far side, that's Burton. Quarterback keeper. No signal from the officials out there yet. Now, late signal, touchdown. K-State, quarterback keeper, Jake Waters, 1-yard dive.
Boy, Kansas State, we keep saying, they keep punching. And they have willed themselves back into this football game, converting 4 fourth downs. About a break, UCLA had 12 men on the field when Kansas State had to punt the ball. Made a 4th and 6. Kansas State got it. And now we see Jake Waters. He's feeding Curry Sexton, the other target on the outside for the Wildcats.
Matthew McGrain in to attempt the extra point. The kick is up. It is good. And this game is tightened up. 15 plays, 91-yard drive. And they held it for a long time, K-State. 6 minutes and 19 seconds. Yeah, UCLA 34, K-State 28.
Bristol Farms carries the highest quality ingredients for all of your favorite recipes, as well as ready-to-eat options from snacks to meals to treats, including the cookie, our bakery's decadent version of the classic chocolate chip cookie, made of 60% Belgian chocolate and filled with toasted walnuts. It's served warm all day at all 13 locations. Visit any one of our 13 Southern California locations or bristolfarms.com to learn more.
Under Armour is proud to partner with UCLA Athletics. Every team and athlete on our roster is united by an undeniable will to win. Visit UA.com today to shop the latest Under Armour gear, all designed to help the world's best athletes become even better. Go beyond greatness with Under Armour.
I'm good with most things around the house. Plumbing, no problem. Drywalling, nailed it. But there's one home project that freaks me out. Getting a mortgage. So confusing. That's why I'm glad I found Westcom Credit Union. They're a member-owned, not-for-profit financial co-op, so they offer low rates and personal service that makes everything easier. Easier than changing that bulb in the oven.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom is an equal opportunity lender and federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys on that ice.
K-State's going to kick off. They scored on a one-yard run to the quarterback, Jake Waters. 34-28, UCLA with the lead. But things have tightened up coming down the home stretch of this game. Under 5 minutes left in the contest. 4:54 left here in San Antonio.
And the chess match really starts now because UCLA, they don't need a couple first downs, and they can bleed this clock. Remember, Kansas State, only one timeout remaining as they had some problems in the third quarter getting the play call in.
Ian Patterson with the ball teed up, 35-yard line, far hash mark. Ishmael Adams back deep in the end zone. Patterson steps up to the ball and kicks it high end over end. It's going to come down at the 4. Caught by Adams across the 5, 10, 15, up to the 20. Kind of gang tackled near the 22-yard line. Looks like a football scrum in rugby. But they finally bring down the Bruin ball carrier. 19-yard return. UCLA will have it. 1st and 10. And here we go. 4:45 left.
And UCLA, they want to run the ball. They want to lead that clock. But you think Kansas State, they know that. So they're, are they going to come out in their nickel defense, or are they going to load that box and stop Paul Perkins? And right now, it looks like the safeties are tight to the line of scrimmage, and they want to stop the run.
Perkins is the running back. Snap in the gun. Hundley, handoff Perkins. He'll run it left, turn the corner, get across the 25, up near the 29-yard line. Looked like Willis was there and Truman. 4K State. So the Bruins gain 4, 2nd down and 6.
And this is where Brett Hundley has to show his maturity and bleed the clock. There's 22 seconds remaining on the play clock, and he's snapping the ball.
Hundley's waiting for the ball. 5-yard snap. He's got it. Hand off Perkins running right. Dives towards the first down marker. Did he get it at the 34-yard line? He might be a half yard short. 5-yard run by Perkins. That's what they're going to say. 3rd down and a half a yard. Bruin football just shy of the 34.
And that's when you like the ball in Brett Hundley's hands. I'm sure UCLA, they're thinking zone read.
Hundley calling signals, gets the ball. Hand off Perkins straight ahead. Pac-12 leading rusher picks up the first down. It's across the 35 to the 36. Two-yard gain. First and 10 Bruins. 36-yard line of UCLA. 3:40 left in the game.
UCLA, they have to be smart. They have to bleed that clock and just take the game away from Kansas State's offense. Don't let them back out on the field.
34-28 Bruins. They have the lead. K-State tightened it up. They played well in the second half. Hundley looking at Jake Brendel. Waiting for the ball. Brendel snaps it to him. Fake handoff. Hundley's going to keep it. Now runs around left. Turns up field. Tackle at the 38-yard line. So not much running room there. Geary in on the hit after a 2-yard run by Hundley. Second and 8.
9 guys in the box trying to stop the run. One-on-one on the outside. No free safety support on that last play. Kansas State knows UCLA is going to run the ball. Now they're going to change their defense. They're going to add a free safety.
Thomas Duarte and Devin Lucien flank out wide right. Jordan Payton on the left. Nate Iesi, he's the wingback on the left side. Paul Perkins is the halfback. The quarterback, Brett Hundley, has gone all the way. Now false start. McDermott, offensive line for the Bruins.
False start. Offense. Number 68. 5-yard penalty. Second down.
Now what do you do if you're Noel Mazzoni? 2:29 remaining. Second, 13. You have to throw the ball, but if it's an incomplete pass, you're giving Kansas State a timeout. Kansas State, only one timeout left in this football game.
Second down, 13 from the 33.
No safety.
Hundley, he's the QB. Snap, handoff. Perkins up the middle. 40, 50. He's off to the races. He is gone. Goodbye, Paul Perkins. Oh, what a touchdown, UCLA. 40-28 Bruins, a 67-yarder.
The big fellas up front, they cleared some space. Everybody knowing that UCLA is going to run the ball, and Paul Perkins is able to take a handoff. Nobody touches him. Connor McDermott with the seal block inside. Paul Perkins takes the game away from Kansas State. UCLA answers.
Paul Perkins looked like a thoroughbred out at Santa Anita. He made the turn, headed for home, and goodbye.
Boy, the big fellows, though, give them the credit.
Absolutely.
When you have to run the ball, it's all guts and determination by those 5 guys up front.
Hundley's going to go for 2. You got Perkins in the pistol. Now they put him in motion. Snap to Hundley. He'll throw it to Perkins. He'll catch it. He'll come from the 5 and dive to the 1. 2-point conversion. It's not going to happen. 40-28 UCLA. 2:20 left in the ball game. So the penalty, they'll push it back to the 10-yard line. First and 10. 10-yard line. Bill Snyder, the head coach, didn't want that, but it's reality. That's where his quarterback, Jake Waters, is going to operate out of the gun. 3 wide receivers set. He'll snap the ball to Waters. He'll roll back to the end zone. Plenty of time. Sets, throws it. Ball tipped in the air. Intercepted. UCLA, they've got it. Running the ball to the near side at the 15, the 10, the 5, down near the 1-yard line. Priest Willis came up with the interception. Penalty flags back upfield, but Priest Willis with the big INT for UCLA.
And I think they're going to call pass interference, but the ball was deflected. And when the ball is deflected, I don't know if that call can stand. But the ball was deflected further down the field, not at the line of scrimmage.
Well, they're explaining it. Side judge to the referee, Jerry McGinn.
Boston Stuyvesant's down on the ground. That's just unfortunate. A well-played football game, 1:57 left. Let's hope he's okay, the left guard for Kansas State.
Here comes Bill Snyder out on the field. And
personal
the head
foul.
Coach.
On the defense, number 15, before the pass was intercepted.
Wow.
15-yard penalty, automatic, first down.
Nullify the interception by Priest Willis because he committed a personal foul.
Well, you know, Priest Willis, he was guarding a guy, and the ball was thrown to another Kansas State wide receiver. So his man wasn't even involved in the play. So I am wondering what the call is. More importantly, let's hope Stuyvesant's going to be okay. A lot of trainers out there checking him out.
40-28 is our score. UCLA in the lead in front of Kansas State. Just under 2 minutes left in the ballgame. But Kansas State, a breath of life for them because they're going to get the penalty and the ball back and move it upfield, even though they do trail 40-28. They pick up the stretcher. Stuyvesant loaded onto the cart under really a lot of mixed feelings by both ball clubs, and even Jim Mora and his staff and the players, round of applause as Stuyvesant's being attended to, but he's being carted off right now, and he raises his hand. Fans from K-State, they love it. And Kansas State, with a penalty, will have the ball at the 25-yard line, first and 10. K-State, 1:57 left, 40-28. UCLA with the lead.
And Joe Huebner, the backup quarterback, is lined up at the slot position. And you can see Eric Kendricks is trying to alert the defense as to what's going on. This could be a trick play by Kansas State.
Here's the snap. Waters has got it. Throws it over the middle. That's complete. That's to Sexton. He'll be upended. 44-yard line. A quick little look into Sexton. Boy, he's been a dangerous man late in the game. An 18-yard hook of another first down for K-State at their own 43. Another snap in the gun. Waters has got it. Sets, throws. That ball's caught just in front of the first down marker. Lockett grabbed it. Went down. Willis was defending along with Jefferson and Ishmael Adams. First and 10. K-State, big holes in the Bruin defense right now. 1:38 left in the game and a 40-28 advantage, UCLA.
And Joe Huebner still in, the backup quarterback in the slot.
Waters has got it, steps up, now he's going to run it. He's at the 40, 35, 30, and goes out of bounds in front of the Bruin bench on the right side. Quarterback, Jake Waters, 15-yard run.
I'm Jim Moore. I get a timeout right now. My defense is a little scattered. I want to talk about why a backup quarterback's playing slot. Bruins a little rattled. Minute 27 left.
Nobody in the backfield in the gun. Waters has got it. Sets, throws long for the end zone right. Man open. Touchdown. Tyler Lockett. 29-yard hookup from Jake Waters to Tyler Lockett on a run streak down the left sideline. And it's 40-34, UCLA.
And UCLA, they just weren't lined up. The fact that Joe Huebner, the backup quarterback, was in a slot position just confused the entire defense. Should have been a hold on Kansas State, Deion Hollins. But all of a sudden, Priest Willis was lost in coverage. Lockett takes off, and Lockett, he must have 20 catches on the night. Just went into the end zone. Another great throw by Waters.
In to attempt the extra point. McGrain's kick is up. It is good. And we got a 5-point ball game. 40-35. UCLA leads Kansas State. 1:21 left. And the Bruins, good hands team, they're on the field. K-State's looking for the offensive ball back. And on the onside kick, let's see how they attempt it.
Yeah, and they're going to have six players on the wide side of the field, and UCLA is lined up to get it.
Anthony McGrain kicks it near side. Bruins grab it, scramble for the ball. UCLA thinks they've got it. No word from the officials as of yet.
Paul Perkins went down on his back with the football.
Yeah, he grabbed it up in the air. It looked like they were going to kick it to the far side. And they kicked it to the near side right.
Paul Perkins had it. But then after that, you don't know. And it's a scrum right now. No one knows.
Yeah, well, there's nothing by the officials. Now they say it's going to be Bruin ball. Bruins have it.
Give Paul Perkins credit. He caught it up high and took an enormous hit. Landed on his back. And who comes up with the ball?
Yeah, Jordan Payton.
Jordan Payton.
Wow. So, and Paul Perkins was shaken up. He's being kind of wobbly coming off the field because he did take a pop. He caught it, got hit, went to the turf, and hung actually, on, scrambled, and Jordan Payton came up with it.
Please reset the game clock to 1-2-0.
And actually, Paul Perkins should have been ruled down. When he hit the ground, he got piled on, the ball came loose, but onside kick, anything goes. Jordan Payton saved the day for UCLA.
And there are some big pops that go on during onside kicks. There's a great example of it.
Boy, UCLA, they are happy to get out of this football game. Kansas State.
Well, it's not over yet. There's 120 remaining. Bruins lead 40-35. They have the ball. They're going to take a knee, try to run the clock out, and do with a snap to...
This game's over.
Hundley. Now it's official.
Yeah. Kansas State only has one timeout left, so they, even with that one timeout...
And are they going to call it even?
Yeah, they can't force UCLA into punting the ball. UCLA just needs to take a knee.
Boy, the Bruins really wanted that one back on the onside kick. Paul Perkins, then Jordan Payton came up with it at the end.
Good onside kick. UCLA.
Beautiful.
Wasn't fooled.
So, another up under center by Hundley to take a snap, take a knee. Waiting for the ball. Snap down. Clock running. 37 seconds left. Now timeout, Kansas State. 33 seconds remaining. Kansas State called a timeout. There were some people running on the field. I don't know what for. Even some of the Bruin players from the sideline.
Well, Bill Snyder.
A little anxious.
Bill's final charge, timeout of the game.
Bill Snyder.
Reduced to 39 seconds.
Bill's,
on the clock.
Bill Snyder didn't want UCLA to celebrate. And he called a timeout.
All right, back on the field. Hundley up under center for the Bruins. Takes the snap. Gets it. There's contact. A lot of guys really kind of mixing it up. Nate Iesi got a little upset. He's going to have to keep his cool. Clock running. There's no way to stop the clock now. Final timeout by Kansas State. This one's in the history books. We're just watching the old clock wind down. It's at 16 seconds right now. Players have went to the center of the field. But the Bruins are going to win this one and win their 10th game of the year. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's it. Time's expired here in San Antonio. UCLA 40, Kansas State 35.
What a great football game. UCLA, they came out on fire. Brett Hundley accounted for 3 touchdowns in the first half. Kansas State looked like it was going to take a big-time effort in the second half to come back, and that's just exactly what happened.
Well, it's all over in San Antonio. Alamo Bowl goes to the Bruins, 2015, 40-35. UCLA defeats Kansas State.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.